Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello. 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13,
14, 15. A 15-minute morning show.
Who's ready?
Ooh. Yes.
We're ready.
It's a 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Scary. There's Gandhi. There's Scotty B. There's Straight Nate. There's Danielle, there's Brody, and there's birthday boy Garrett. Happy birthday, Garrett.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So why are you spending your birthday with us when you could be doing something fun?
All right, yeah. See you later.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
So I think at the top of the podcast, Scotty wants to share something with the class.
No.
Something did in the garage. What did you do in the garage?
Yes, well, I had to go to the radio station garage yesterday because I had to take one of the trucks. And I didn't realize that the bathroom there is out of order. So the bathroom door is locked. Normally, I know the toilet's broken, so I would just pee in the sink. But they locked the bathroom door. So I had to pee in a water bottle, but it was one of the small ones. So as it started coming up the neck, I was getting nervous because it's very hard to stop a stream. And luckily, I topped off right at the top. But it was very nerve-wracking. And it's not easy to pee in a water bottle and not get it all over the place.
That must be very satisfying, knowing that the amount of urine in your bladder was exactly to the very rim of the bottle. It's the same as when you mix a martini. You pour it in the glass. It comes right up to the top. It actually goes a little over the side, but without dripping down the side. There's some sort of something going on, some gravity something. What is the word I'm looking for? Nate?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure of the word.
You know what I'm saying, though? if I pour water all the way to the top of this glass, and it even appears to bubble a little above the rim, but it doesn't go over the side.
The water tension, I think,
is that what you're? Is that what you had in your bottle?
Well, I think the weirdest part about it is my hand started getting warm, higher and higher and higher, because I had to hold it, you know, so I could, and it was kind of weirding me out. But I mean, you see them all over the highway. People throw piss bombs out the window. They must pee in their car, and that's what's going on. But I don't know why you can't just wait to take it to wherever you're going and throw it in the garbage.
I don't either.
A mind blown moment because of Scotty B. So I had been driving around for the last 25 years. I didn't realize that that's urine in those bottles.
Oh yeah.
I
thought, what did you think they were?
You serious?
I thought it was just like somebody had leftover Gatorade and they littered out the window.
In a water bottle?
Yeah, I never even realized that.
It's not clear.
I used to think that it was people putting their cigarettes in there, but it's more likely piss. But
liquid ashtrays. Yes, this just in with Gandhi. Yes, Gandhi.
Oh, that phenomenon you guys were talking about is called surface tension. According to the website, it says when we fill a glass with water, we know it can go above the brim without spilling. This is because of surface tension. Right. This attraction causes the molecules to stick together to avoid spilling down the side of the glass like gravity would do to them.
We know our friend Steve Wallace, the famous bartender in the Village and in Tribeca in Manhattan. He does a martini like that every single time.
Oh, whoa.
Unbelievable.
You get your most for your money that way, right?
Well, no, then you have to go down to it.
Yeah. Because you have to, like, suck it real quick, right? Well, then and then it to keep it from to keep it from spilling.
What was that motion like this?
Yes. Ask Brody, you get more
Thank you,
money
Scary.
When you say no ice, that's when you get more for your money.
Well, you don't usually get ice in your martini.
Why not?
So.
Thanks, Scott.
So, Brody, how are you today? You're so quiet.
I'm doing well. I was listening to Scotty intently. I was waiting for the part where he said he accidentally drank it, because that would be Scotty.
It would.
It would be. Yeah.
By the way, that bathroom Scotty was in is the dirtiest gas station bathroom you've ever been in, and times it by 10.
Yeah.
Does it have a condom machine on the wall?
It used to.
Yeah. It's out of order, but it's certainly not out of odor.
So no way,
because you got Scotty peeing in the sink.
Yeah,
that's the grossest part of all of it. I usually just pee in the sink. Like what? Ew.
Well, I made a mistake of going in an out of service toilet in the back of the garage the last time I was there. It's not even connected to the water anymore, and I just peed in it. So it's just sitting in there.
Gross.
Oh my god.
I have a question for Scotty.
Yes.
So gross.
Okay, so all the guys know, and the women have the same sinks. The sinks we have are very shallow and metal. So when you put the water on, it splashes, and you always walk out of the bathroom with a wet shirt.
Yes. Right.
So when you peed into the sink, surely you splashed yourself.
No, the drain is wide open. There's nothing blocking it, so I was able to get right into the drain.
Wait, you put your penis in the drain?
No.
Aim in the drain.
I was able to stand up
but
right in the hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're steady, you can aim it right in the hole.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Great.
How did we get on this?
Elvis Sorry. Is so disgusted
I'm
by
just,
it.
I'm not, no, I'm not disgusted. I'm like, just, is there something else going on?
Well, it's not poop.
I could show you what else I found in the garage, but you'd probably fire me.
Uh-oh. No.
What'd you find?
Oh, no. You do not want to show this.
Is it an old picture of me?
Yes.
Several.
Then do not show it.
Okay.
Is it the one with me in the leather jacket leaning against the wall?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Do not show that.
Okay.
So what even was that? Was that a photo shoot you did when you first started working here?
Yeah, it's a promo card. It's a jock card.
Oh. There's also a picture of you sitting in an old truck. Taxi. There one, Scott?
Yeah, I have that one too.
An old truck. What's that?
It must have been like the photographer's like, oh hey, let's get a nice background. Sit in this old truck, Elvis.
Why are we all such assholes to each other and keep all the terrible things and never keep the great stuff? Like yesterday during the podcast. Oh no, yesterday during an interview, I saw Scary sneak off to the side, get a little thing of M&Ms, and then come back on the screen, and he was just shoveling them into his mouth, eating. He looked like a squirrel, and I had to record it. I don't know why.
Can you show it?
Yeah, let me find it.
Hold it up to the screen.
Yeah, I'll hold it up. Sorry in advance, Scary.
He retreats to the shadows, and you see this.
Yes. Okay.
You don't see like my entire squirrel. Face.
I like the way Gandhi got rare footage of Scary stuffing his face.
Now watch.
That's not rare.
Watch this.
That's my point, Scotty.
Sorry. Look at him. He's chewing.
Wait, but hold on. Look at him slide out into darkness.
Oh, that's
good. Is he wearing a tie?
No, he's wearing a jacket.
It's like an alien
Scary,
being.
I swear.
I could have just left it alone, but I couldn't stop looking at it, so I had to record it.
What do you expect me to do? They have hazelnut spread M&Ms down here. I mean, you don't see those very often.
They are rare.
Hey, yes, very rare.
So more rare else? Now.
Yes, non-existent now.
Yeah.
So, Brody, what else? What else is on your mind, Brody?
Well, I'm going to get a new car today. That's a big deal.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's a huge deal.
Nice.
Mazel. Is it another Dodge Charger?
Yeah, same car, same color.
Isn't that crazy? Four and how many row?
Hold on.
Four.
Fifth one.
Wow.
Good for you.
You love it that much, huh?
I love it. I just keep getting the same car.
I like that. Why not?
I was supposed to get it in March, but May, but the pandemic shut down the factories. So now my car's ready.
It's like you go to your favorite restaurant and you always order the same dish because you think, well, maybe today's the last day we're going to be alive, and I don't want to eat that other thing.
It's my favorite dish. Why would I order my second favorite dish?
I am so the opposite.
Not as good as my favorite dish.
Try stuff.
I like to try different restaurants and different foods every time. That's why I never go back to the same thing ever unless I have to.
Is the car faster?
No, same car. By the way, Scary, you had the same car four in a row also.
But I'm talking about with food.
Oh, right. We were talking about cars. And then
all right.
About-
is this turning into the
Brooklyn
Boys podcast?
No.
I'll happily just turn it off and let you guys go.
Nothing to see here.
We should just all sign off and let those two do it.
No.
To go at it.
No. Please don't. Okay.
All right.
Don't leave me.
Well, there's nothing else to talk about.
Was there any final follow-up to what you guys saw in the building across from you today where you thought it was a woman that you were checking out, but it was a man and Scotty was still turned on?
And then Nate kept going on about the size of his penis.
Yeah, he called it a dong along.
Back me up on the penis.
Back me up on the penis. Okay.
Drop. Yes, I have a drop.
But he talked about this beer can dick on this guy like every 5 minutes. I'm like, God, you are so intrigued.
Well, here... Okay, there's many factors at play. The fact that he was wearing a shirt, actually a sweater. It looked like a Christmas sweater. No pants. He was totally Donald Ducking it. Laying there for an hour and a half, not moving.
He was relaxing.
With his soup can penis.
I need to know, like, how do you lay naked for so long and not touch yourself or have anybody touch you? I think it's impossible.
What? It's not.
Scotty.
You're comfortable and you're just laying there.
Right.
And he had the smoothest legs known to man.
They were very smooth. And upon further investigation, when Scotty pulled out the binoculars.
You pulled them out.
Oh, God. In the dark, by the way. They turn off the lights.
Wait a minute. If his dick was that big, why'd you need binoculars?
Well, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. And then Scotty realized the dick was dwarfing the fact that the guy had a remote control sitting on his thigh.
Yeah.
So don't ever touch that remote control in the book.
He was doing one of those comparison pictures.
Maybe he was.
You put the bottle, you put the Red Bull can next to your wiener.
But then when Scotty gave me his binoculars, I looked and there was a woman laying on the bed with her phone like this. So she was either watching Netflix or filming him. I don't know which. I'm assuming
you said the other person was a guy.
We thought it was.
Well,
but
no.
So you guys really had everything off.
Yes.
Everything.
The woman turned out to be a balding man with a 5 o'clock shadow. Very nice legs. And then I'm assuming that was a woman.
We thought it was a guy, and the other one was a guy, but it was a woman, right. But she was fully dressed.
At the end of the day, I'm just a super voyeur, and I will watch anything that is shown to me. I don't care. I like watching people, especially naked people.
Well, would you rather watch them knowing that they don't know you're there or knowing that you are watching?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. It's not like hot from me. I don't care. I'm not an exhibitionist, but I like to watch. Like when I'm in my bathroom, I close the shades right away. I don't want anybody to see my butt, nothing. I like to look at people.
Next,
you leave it open, I'm looking.
Nate's got the binoculars. And he's looking out the window.
Okay, now he's turned, and he's laying on his side facing the window, but he's pulled his sweater down over his penis.
I wonder sorry, Nate.
It's a large turtleneck sweater. He's wearing a red turtleneck sweater.
Does he know that you're watching him?
Wait a minute. Is he wearing the turtleneck sweater on his large penis?
It's pulled down. The bottom
over
is
the
pulled
penis.
Down over the penis.
And I had to go to Chatterbait just to make sure that that's not what they were doing. I
was had to go.
Just to see if I would see the room. You know, but I didn't
see. My
Hey, Nate, is the guy Jewish?
Oh, my God.
His legs are spread.
Nate is enjoying this so much.
He is loving it.
The light's on now. He can see you.
Okay. This may sound a little gross. I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
What? I think he's picking his butthole. Like, it looks like his hands in between his...
Oh, my gosh.
They're scary. Look. Nate's been wheeling back and forth. Those wheels on the chair are worn down. We'd have to put new tires on them.
It's like a track in the carpet. Scary left his microphone, went to a window when we're in the middle of recording something.
Or there's a donut delivery.
Yeah, true. So what you guys need to know, Garrett and Brody, they've been doing this since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
They've been nonstop.
That's unreal. And they turned the lights off. That's doubly
crazy. Scotty turned the lights off.
Oh, well,
Scotty,
because I got caught that one time.
Okay, I like the way Nate says, Scotty turned the lights off. He's holding the binoculars. I
think the binoculars?
Nate. He's under the influence of something. I think he's on drugs.
Nate or Scotty?
Who, because, Nate? Yeah.
The guy, because you wouldn't, okay, we've been on the air, what's it, we got here 5:30, 6 o'clock. Okay, so since 6 o'clock, he's been awake doing several different things, but he hasn't left the bed. Not 1 inch.
He's just watching the TV.
Not 9 inches?
But who has this much time?
That guy.
Does. Scary big penis people get extra time.
Maybe he's on vacation in New York City and
why
you
not
know,
get
he's
out?
Relaxing.
It's a beautiful day. Go enjoy it.
It's so early.
I love how you have just filled in all the blanks and you're sitting here accusing him of being lazy.
And he's on drugs. Something.
And a drug addict.
On drugs.
He can't get up. It's 9:30.
He's up.
I do the same thing though. When you see people out at like 11 o'clock in the afternoon, like just massive amounts of people are like, what do you do during? Like, why aren't you at work?
But then are you like, well, wait, I'm not at work right now either. Exactly. So maybe all these people are doing the same thing.
They're all morning radio people. By the way, I just noticed this. Look at this. This is a bit much. Is that what the guy looks like?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Is it golden?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God. Did the other guy leave the room, the guy that was with him this morning?
I don't know. He looks like he's alone now.
Do you remember that one time that I got caught? I was looking at the other hotel. I was standing on Brody's desk. And there were two guys in the window, and I could see what they were doing. And after about maybe 15 seconds of me recording them on my phone, one guy looked over, and then he jumped across the other side of the bed and left the other guy just laying there. And the guy was like, "What?
Why would you record it?"
So I have a question. So then, whose responsibility is it? Is it the person who is in the hotel room's responsibility to close the shades, close the windows?
Yes, of course.
Or is it our responsibility to not watch? Because Elvis, you seem to have a differing opinion than us.
Well, look, I see how you could walk by and go, oh, my God, look at them over there. But you guys were on it for over 3 hours now. You're obsessed with it.
You got binoculars. But there's nothing else really going on, so I guess that's
You know, everyone can do their... I mean, how many times this morning did we need Scary in the control room to open up people's microphones, and he wasn't there? How many
like
times
200.
Was I trying to talk to Nate to get a phone call on, and he wasn't available?
The thing is, it's something... It's different is being shown to me, and we're in a pandemic. So I'm like, wow,
You've
this
never
is different.
Seen a penis.
He just blamed the pandemic.
No, it's something different.
You did blame the pandemic.
We've been having Groundhog Day, the movie, here every day.
I know.
For 7 months.
We all have, but we also have to do a show. That's why we're here. That's why you make all that money you make.
Right, but this is like a stimulus to me. It's like, it's something different.
Thanks, COVID.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you can make money off of doing that, then I suggest you quit this job and go do that one.
I know, and they act like they wouldn't do the exact same thing even if there wasn't a pandemic.
But
you guys
honest,
have signs we made for this.
We basically made an entire show out of it, so I guess it's okay.
I think it's about time.
Look, he's got his little binoculars. He's such a creep.
I think we're done. He's looking. He's got the binoculars.
Nate, what are you doing? What?
I think he caught us because he's gone now.
Oh, it only took him 5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, how can he not miss you and your big hair in that window?
I know.
Sideshow Bob.
I gotta put this on when I leave the building. He's gonna beat the shit out of me.
He's gonna whack you with this big old ding-a-ling.
Oh my God, that would kill me.
His dong along.
His dong along.
Are we done?
Yes. Happy Spirit Day. We're all
Happy Spirit
we're
Day.
All, we're purple today.
This is it. This is the spirit.
Oh, there's his boobs.
Here's your tight spirit shirt.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.